My daughter, Amy Cochran, came up with an idea a couple of weeks ago, which I thought was very inspired when she suggested we apologize to the Queen for that whole little 1776 dust-up.
Dust-up?
In the event that we might have to go back.
The Revolutionary War?
Yeah. She also had a great follow-up idea, and the follow-up idea was to contact our London bureau chief, Paul Coit, and to see what sort of citizenship he attempted to say tests we would have to take to get back in good graces with the UK. Good morning, Mr. Coit.
Good morning. How are you? Very nice to speak to you. I hope you're well.
I'm doing fine. How are you? And how are my Tottenham Hotspur?
Tottenham Hotspur have had a couple of bad runs. Drew with Arsenal, got beaten by West Ham. But still in second place. So it could be worse, but it could be a little better.
So they got to run the table here. Well, in our terms, run the table. They got to run the rest of the schedule here. Win their last six, seven, eight games to win the title.
Exactly. They have to run round the table. That's exactly what they have to do. Is that right?
We both speak English, but they're completely different languages.
True.
Paul's on social media, at Coity, C-O-Y-T-E-Y. All right, so what I would like you to do, if you don't mind, is give us sample questions from the British citizenship test to see if we've even got a chance to get back in.
Okay. Well, listen, I've managed to get hold of the actual 2016 test. Be careful. We'll keep it to ourselves. I do have 10 questions from the test. You just tell me when you want to stop, but I've got plenty for you. So whenever you're ready.
Here's how I suggest we do this. You go through the questions. Yeah. We all answer them by writing down our answers.
Yeah, no cheating.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to write down our answers. I'm turning over the show rundown sheet, and I'm going to write down my answer to each of these questions. Mary? Oh, Mary apparently has quit the show.
I'm here. I didn't know which Mary you're talking to.
Seventh floor Mary.
Yes.
Write down your answers.
Okay.
And Grzanich is not involved because he's already been taken away by the authorities for ignoring his jury duty summons. All right. So we have 10 questions. And then once these 10 questions are written down, Paul will go over the answers and we'll see if any of us get in. And by the way, if you get in and I don't, I'll visit you.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And
nice.
No Googling.
Is this history involved in this?
Yes.
All right. UK. Is it the UK? What is this called? Is it the UK citizenship test?
Yeah, the official United Kingdom and Northern Ireland citizenship test.
All right. Question number one.
For me to say. Yeah.
Question number one
is. See, it's. Well, I'll just ask the question and then we'll see afterwards. What is the last letter of the alphabet? What is the last letter of the alphabet?
No Googling.
Question number one.
No Googling. What is the last letter of the alphabet?
Yes.
I've written down my answer. Question number two.
Question number two. Who was not born in London? I repeat, who was not born in London? A, Charlie Chaplin.
Okay.
B, Audrey Hepburn.
Okay.
C, Jerry Springer. Or D, Bob Hope.
Oof.
Which one of those four was not born in London?
Give me the choices one more time.
A, Charlie Chaplin.
Yes.
B, Audrey Hepburn.
Right.
C, Jerry Springer.
Uh-huh.
D, Bob Hope.
Wow.
Monsters of show business, all of them.
I've narrowed it down to two.
You have to pick one, actually. You have to choose just one. All right, I've written down my answer. By the way, I announce I've written down my answer because I will write down my answer at whatever point the answer comes to me, and you guys have to be done by then. I am the timer.
That sounds fair.
Question three.
Question number three. Where might you see a googly? Where might you see a googly? Mm-hmm. Is it A, at London Zoo?
Mm-hmm.
Is it B, at a cricket match?
Mm-hmm.
Is it C, at a famed London Indian restaurant? Or D, an optician's? Where might you see... Do you call them opticians, by the way?
Yes, we do.
People that make glasses for people.
Optometrists.
Are they opticians? You call them
opticians? Optometrists, sure. Yeah,
is that one of the questions?
No, that's not one of the questions. That's not... The optometrist question is not a question. Question...
An extra point, though, for that.
Question four.
Who is the head of the Church of England? Is it A, the Queen... B, the Archbishop of Canterbury? Is it C, the Pope? Or D, the Prime Minister? Who is the head of the Church of England? A, the Queen. B, Archbishop of Canterbury. C, the Pope. Or D, the Prime Minister?
See, I thought it was Monty Python.
That's not a choice.
That's not. Okay.
I thought it was Benny Hill.
And question
Take this seriously.
Question five.
Question five. what do you have in your tea after you have removed the tea bag? What do you have in your tea, a cup of tea, after you have removed the tea bag? Is it A, just water? Do you have B, milk? Do you have C, cream? Or D, lemon? So what do you have in your tea after you've removed the tea bag? Do you add just water? Do you add milk? Do you add cream? Or do you add lemon?
All right.
No, I got one right.
Can I just say there is only one right answer to that question?
Yes, I know.
I argue, but there's only one right
And answer. I can tell you, if I get this one wrong, Paul will no longer be my friend because he's made me. He has made me a cup of tea.
But you'll go
I
visit him.
I have made you a cup of tea.
Yeah. All right, that's the first half. The final five questions to determine if we are even eligible to return to the UK, pending the outcome of this election. Those final five questions after Mary does her traffic trouble spots right now.
We have trouble spots inbound Eisenhower in hour 25 from 53 and hour 10 from Mannheim. Outbound accident has been cleared at Western, but still 50 out to 53. 50 on the inbound Stevenson from the Tri-State. Hour 15 on the inbound Kennedy from O'Hare. 40 in the Locals Express at 32 and outbound to the airport. 46 about a half hour outbound in the Edens to Lake Cook Road. Some heavy delays now. 294 between 55 and 290. And Lawrence to North Avenue on Lakeshore Drive. Traffic sponsored by PowerShare Series. This PowerShare Series coming to UI. See Pavilion Friday, April 8th. Andre Agassi, John McEnroe, Jim Courier, and James Blake. Three matches, one winner, one night only. Tickets are on sale now at PowerShareSeries.com. Mary Vandeveld, WG on Traffic Central.
We're taking the UK citizenship test with Paul Coy. What is question number six?
Question number six is, what do you do if someone bumps into you on the street? Do you A, ignore it?
Yes.
Do you B, say, excuse me. Do you C, apologize profusely? Or do you D, swear at the offending person?
If you have ever listened to Paul Coit on this show, you have to know the answer to that question. Question seven.
Question number seven. How do we pronounce aluminum? How do we pronounce the correct pronunciation, I should say, of aluminum?
All right.
Hold on.
How do we write
how
this
do we,
down?
Yeah, how do we
write well, this? You have to listen to him. Yeah,
think about it. If you know the answer, it's quite simple. Yeah. It's quite simple.
Yeah, this isn't multiple choice?
No, this is
I have written down the answer, and it looks like five separate syllables.
I think I have four. And that,
yeah. Yeah, well, you may have combined one, but, I mean, I think we're on the same page. Question eight.
Question number eight. What is so special about John O'Groats?
Wait, you dropped
so
out.
Special.
Yes.
About John O'Groats.
John O'Groats.
John O apostrophe goat groats. John O'Groats.
Wow, can we get a hint on who that is?
It may not be a person. Well, it might have been a person, but it's not specifically a person.
What is so special about John
O'Groats? John O'Groats.
Spell O'Groats again?
O, it's John O apostrophe G-R-O-A-T-S. If anybody says John O'Groats, you would go, it's a place. I'll tell you that. It's a place. But what's so special about that place?
Question nine, because I know I just got one wrong.
I got one wrong, too.
Yeah.
How many time zones are there in the United Kingdom?
Wow.
Is it A, one? Is it B, two? Is it C, nine? Or D, three?
Okay.
This is getting tricky now.
And question 10.
And finally, question number 10, what or who is the Grand National? What or who is the Grand National? Is it A, is it Her Majesty the Queen? Is it B, London? Is it C, a theatre? Or D, or a horse race? What or who is the Grand National? Is it A, the Queen? B, London? C, theatre? Or D, a horse race.
I feel pretty good about my answers.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about my answers. What is passing? Would seven be passing six? What is passing?
Passing would be, I think, probably seven. Seven is a low pass.
Yeah, 7 out of 10. By the way, congratulations to Paul Coy. Those are good questions.
They are very Paul.
Really good questions.
Very good questions.
Very, very seriously.
I've never been there, so don't I get a freebie?
No.
A couple freebies?
No, absolutely not. We're not just letting anybody back in.
Yeah.
And we'll be back after this to Paul, and Paul will grade us and determine whether or not we're even eligible to return at 7:52. Steve Cochran Show live in the Allstate Showcase Studio on 720 WGN. it's good. One of my favorite Beatles songs, and it's just dumb. George Martin passed away at 90, the longtime Beatles producer. Back to my friend Paul Coy. Condolences on the loss of George Martin.
Yeah, 90 years old. You know, ironically, the song that you're playing was the first song, Love Me Do, and Ringo never actually played on the original one because George didn't think he was a good enough drummer.
How about that?
So he wasn't on it.
He was the tambourine guy, wasn't he?
Well, you know he wasn't even the tambourine. He had to go off to go to have a cup of tea somewhere.
And we'll get to cup of tea in a second. All right, so here's the way we'll grade this. You repeat the question, starting with number one. I'll give my answer. Everybody else will compare it, and you'll laugh or tell us we're right. Question number one.
Question number one, what is the last letter of the alphabet, please?
Zed.
Is the correct answer.
Ah, nice.
What is Zed?
That's a
Zed.
Word, not a letter.
Zed is the last letter of the alphabet.
That's a word.
I put Z.
Yeah, right. Put Z.
Does Z count?
Z. No.
What? Z does not count.
What is Zed?
But I knew it was Zed, but I just thought it was Z.
No. Oh, you guys got it all. We all got it wrong.
Because Zed begins with Z. Oh,
question number two.
Question number two. Who was not born in London? Was it A, Charlie Chaplin? Was it B, Audrey Hepburn? Was it C, Jerry Springer? Or was it D, Bob Hope? Who was not born in London?
Really feel unsure about this one.
What are you narrowing it down to, Steve?
Listen, Bob Hope.
Is the wrong answer.
Oh, that's what
Bob
I put.
Hope was born in Balham in London.
I put Bob Hope, too.
Did anybody not have Bob Hope?
Anybody still in?
Dave.
A, Charlie Chaplin.
No, he was born in London, too. He's an Englishman. Audrey Hepburn or Jerry Springer?
I thought Springer was born in London. He wasn't, huh?
Jerry Springer was born in London.
Oh, it's Audrey Hepburn.
It's Audrey Hepburn.
It's Audrey Hepburn. She's Belgian. She's from Belgium.
Yeah, oh, I should have known that being choice. Belgian.
Yeah, is that Belgian. Not English?
Question number three.
Where might you see a googly? A, at a zoo. B, at a cricket match. C, at an Indian restaurant. Or D, at an optician's?
Cricket match.
Cricket match is the correct
answer. Yes.
It is a type of bowl. Woo-hoo. It is a spinny, bowly thing that bounces in an awkward manner.
Question four.
Who is the head of the Church of England? Is it A, the Queen? Is it B, the Archbishop of Canterbury? Is it the Pope? Or is it the Prime Minister?
It's the Queen.
It is.
Oh,
Her Majesty
Canterbury.
Yes. It's the correct answer.
Queen,
you know
yes.
what? We're even a building a house for you right now, Mr. Cochran.
Question number five. Maybe the most important question on the test.
It's the most important question on the test, without doubt. What else would you, have in your tea after you've removed the tea bag? Would you have just water? Would you have B, milk? Would you have C, cream? Or would you have D, lemon? Please tell me the right answer.
Milk.
Thank goodness. Milk.
Oh,
is the right
yes.
Milk. All right. Now we're halfway through. I got four out of five.
Four
Andrea?
Out of five. You're looking good.
I have two.
Two wrong or two right?
Two correct.
Two out of five, Dave?
I have one.
One out of five, Mary?
Three.
Oh, dear.
Three. All right. So we got one for everybody. Question six.
What do you do if someone bumps into you? Do you A, just ignore it? Do you B, say, excuse me? Do you say, oh, I'm so sorry? Or do you D, swear at the offending person?
You apologize profusely.
You apologize. Of course you apologize. Doesn't matter how hard they hit you, it's probably your fault. You apologize.
Wait, which one was that?
C.
That was C. Okay, good.
C.
Question seven.
Question number seven. What is so special about John O'Groats? What is so special about John O'Groats?
Actually, I had the other one, the pronunciation question at seven.
Yeah,
me too.
Oh, you have got the... I beg your pardon. Okay. I beg your pardon, you too. I'm so sorry.
Yes, thanks for apologizing.
Question number seven. How do we pronounce aluminum?
Aluminum would be how we pronounce it. How we will pronounce it as citizens of the UK will be aluminium.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're over-egging the U. Over-egging the U.
Oh, I am? Well, what do the judges say? Am I in or am I out?
Say it for me one more time.
Aluminium.
Aluminium. Aluminium.
I've got to say that's a no. I got to say I got that wrong.
Aluminium, but yes, you can have, but without doubt you can have that. It was pronounced quite beautifully.
Aluminium.
Aluminium.
Yeah. All right. So you're being very kind as a judge to give us that one. Question eight.
What? Question number eight. That's the John O'Groats question. What is so special about John O'Groats?
I literally have no idea. I said it's because you have such wonderful names for restaurants. I said it was the name of a restaurant.
No, not name of a restaurant. Anybody else?
I thought it was a person. I thought it was a man who discovered London.
No, it was not that.
Dave.
No idea.
No idea is incorrect. Mary.
I thought it was a place full of goats.
No, that's groats, not goats. Paul, what's so special?
A very famous London place full of goats.
Whoa!
What? Seriously?
No, of course it's not.
Oh,
okay.
Dang.
It's like northerly point of
Great
Britain.
What is it?
Sorry.
It's the most northerly town?
Northerly point of Great Britain. It's in Scotland. The most far north you can go is John O'Groats. In Scotland, and that's what John O'Groats says.
That's tough. That's a tough question.
Sorry,
we all got it wrong.
Tough one, you know, and we'll let that one go. We'll let that slide.
Question nine.
Question number nine. How many time zones are in the UK? A1.
Tough.
B2.
Tough.
C9. D3.
I got to tell you, because of the Falklands, I went with nine.
Nine. It's not. Listen, you can. I take it back. It's not a trick question. It's not a trick question. Promise you.
Still, I've already answered. Nine.
Nine. No, wrong.
Is it three?
Is it three?
No, it's not three.
Oh.
Dave?
One?
One! Hey, we're a tiny little country. We only have one time zone.
But how can the Falklands, if it's in Canada, how can that not be one of your time zones?
Falklands, like, way that's not still in. It's part of our empire, we like to say. It's part of our Commonwealth, but still not actual Great Britain, the country. So the answer, I'm afraid, is one.
Wow,
we don't even vary by, like,
tough.
15 minutes. We're the same across everywhere.
All right, now listen. I have missed three out of nine. I am on the verge of failing. I have
it's
to get this
wobbly.
Last question. This last question, I must get it correct. How many were you at?
I have four correct.
Okay, you're not in. Dave.
I'll visit
I've
you.
Got two.
Dave, you're
Dave,
so not in.
On?
Dave, you can't even watch soccer anymore on TV. That's how
yes.
out you are.
Yes.
Mary.
I have four correct.
Not a chance you're
what?
In. I am the only one who could be eligible for citizenship. What is the question?
I'm sorry, but surely even if you'd seen Benny Hill once, you'd get more than four.
What do you think?
Question number 10. What or who is the Grand National? What's the Grand National or who is the Grand National? Is it A, the Queen? Is it B, London? Is it C, a famous theater? Or is it D, a horse race?
I said it's a horse race.
Held at Aintree in Liverpool every April. It is the most famous horse race.
I'm in!
In
I'm in!
Grand National.
I am in. Tell the Queen I will bring a spot of tea.
With milk.
Please do. Bring milk with it and not your crazy lemon.
Paul, thank you for educating us. Thank you for allowing me to be in. Is there a chance the other people on the show, clearly not as British as I am, is there a chance they could have a retest at some point?
Put it this way. Are they keen to learn? Are they keen to turn? Are they keen to join the British way?
No.
No.
Yeah.
The answer is no.
For a couple days, maybe.
That's our friend Paul Coyne live from London. News next.